WBAL TV's Lowell Meltzer was in College Park today and joins us now with the latest, Lowell.
Yeah, just to recap, for those who don't know what happened here, it was around 1:30 this morning when this student, 22-year-old Corey Hubbard of West Hampton Beach, New York, was crossing the street from the side is where you and I were talking about there on Knox Road, where the VU used to be. Across the street to where the Bank of America is, and as he was making his way across, was not in the crosswalk, police say. He was struck by a metallic blue sedan. He was left there, and then the car drove away. They did get some surveillance photos of the car, but until about an hour ago, they were pleading for anyone with information.
Yeah, and I think there were witnesses, too, weren't there?
Exactly. There were witnesses, but no one got a tag, which was frustrating for police here. But as a stroke of luck, and I think mainly this is what Prince George's County Police were hoping for in this case, they had this out in the news since it happened, unfolding since around 2 o'clock this morning, and maybe the pressure got to this person. All we know is that a male driver has turned himself in to Prince George's County Police. And at this point, through their Twitter feed, they're updating the media, basically saying that they're not able to release his name at this point simply because he hasn't been charged. As soon as he is charged, they'll go ahead and release his name.
When you were in College Park, I know the students, by and large, are off on break still. I don't think classes have fully started up yet. Did you run into any students or any people walking around Route 1?
I did.
The area where it happened?
Yeah, I ran into a student that actually saw it happen, unfortunately. He didn't want to go on camera with us, but he did do an interview basically saying it was surreal. Just he actually saw the car hit this student and then the car drive away. He said there were about 100 people out in front of the bar. This was around 1:35 in the morning.
Sure,
the bars were getting
closing,
out.
Right.
Kids are out milling around. That's a very popular area right there, as you know. And they witnessed this and couldn't believe that it had happened. He said almost as if it was fake, like it was a practical joke, but it wasn't. Ironically, though, what we noticed where he was hit, just a couple feet away, there was a state highway sign reminding the kids to use the crosswalk, which is just so unfortunate in this story.
Because kids are crossing that road all the time.
And
we've talked with some folks in his hometown, and they've already written an article about him. He was apparently a high school wrestler, baseball player, a senior at Maryland. His church has offered their condolences, talked about his parents and his brother. So really sad situation in College Park.
It really is. And I think, you know, police are just saying if this can just serve as a reminder to students and maybe parents just who have students there, kids there, just to remind them, because virtually every student goes through that area somehow, some way. And if they just know to use that crosswalk, it's there.
You think you're invincible, right, at that age?
Of course you do.
WBAL's Lowell Meltzer. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks.